25 years ago. It was a little fishing village with 30,000 people in it until Deng Xiaoping arrived and said, this is where we will start the first free enterprise zone. And it became the engine flywheel for the introduction of modern capitalism and industrialization in China, and now continues to serve in some ways as the testing ground and the model of what is possible for the marketized economy in China.
Ever since giving up communism in favor of sweatshop production, China has been transforming to a formidable economic machine with a growing middle class, but also an underclass of 200 million exploited migrant workers. The transition from agricultural to low-wage industrial work has not been easy.
The experience in China of workers is certainly the most unbroken, ceaseless expression of spontaneous worker militants that has ever existed anywhere on the planet. There may be as many as 100,000 wildcat strikes a year.
The state-sponsored union typically helps resolve the wage or work condition dispute, and the matter is closed. Another obstacle to working class consciousness is the system of household registration and working permits, which has kept rural migrant workers from becoming permanent urban residents.
When you get to the city and you've worked for a few years and you see that the life there is very grim and has no promise, and your wages are not going up. In fact, wages in China now for manufacturing workers are exactly at the level they were in 1983.
But a new generation may be spearheading a lasting process of change. At a southern China Honda parts plant in May 2010, 2,000 young workers went on strike.
They were demanding that their wages be doubled. They wanted a process of collective bargaining, a guaranteed predictable wage and wage increase every year. These young people demanded the right to elect their own leaders of the trade union at the factory level.
The strikes quickly spread to other foreign-owned plants, and the threat to automobile production gained the workers large wage and union right concessions. The relative press freedom surrounding the conflict was also unusual.
They were reporting that these young workers had gone online and had seen that in Japan, the counterparts who were doing the same work were earning 50 times as much as they were. And they felt this was unacceptable because it meant that this is a profitable company. And so they're beginning to make this association between my work and the profit that somebody else is taking.
The fact that the strike was resolved without government intervention may be a sign of a new social and economic strategy from the Chinese leadership. Since the 2008 economic downturn,
the government is aware of the pressures building up, of the fact that inequality continues to grow in China, which makes both students and workers and middle-class people very dissatisfied. There's a high level of concern about the stratification in society, and it's felt very keenly. We feel it among our university students graduating from an elite university. Many of them will not be able to get any job.
And as the youth and workers' upheavals of the Middle East have demonstrated, globalization is a risky business that threatens the stability of even the most authoritarian government. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.